Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1642, slide. Visible translated text is as follows, and described Burke to me, and the description made it plain that he was none other than Feather. The office I was in was that of the Solicitor General's office. I am personally acquainted with H.H. Quinn, sworn for the state. I am personally acquainted with Miss Helen Ferguson. I have known her for the last 12 months. I am acquainted with her general character and reputation. That character and reputation is good, and I would believe her in a court of justice or anywhere else. 17th ground, J. Duffy, sworn for the state. I am the J. Duffy who was a witness on the trial of the case versus Leo M. Frank. My evidence was as follows. I worked at the National Pencil Company. I was hurt there in the metal department. I was cut on my forefinger on the left hand. That is the cut right around there, indicating. It never out off any of my fingers. I went to the office to have it dressed. It was bleeding pretty freely. A few drops of blood dropped on the floor at the machine where I was hurt. The blood did not drop anywhere else except at that machine. None of it dropped near the ladies' dressing room or the water cooler. I had a large piece of cotton wrapped around my finger. When I was first cross-examined, a piece of cotton waste on my hand. I have never saw any blood anywhere except at the machine. I went from the office to the Atlanta hospital to have my finger attended to. That statement is the truth. The reason I changed my evidence was because C.W. Burke first came to see me. My brother-in-law, Mel Arnold, came one day where I was working and told me that a man by the name of J.P. Eubanks wanted to see me that night at his Eubanks's house. Mr. Burke was there and met with Eubanks, that being the second time I had seen Burke. Burke went ahead and wrote out a paper and had me sign it. That paper was false. Burke did not pay me anything but promised me that he would get me a job paying me $15 a week until he got me a job working with the Southern Railroad again. If I would sign the affidavit, I borrowed $5 from Eubanks or J.P. Eubanks before I made this statement, and Eubanks told me if I wanted money, I could get it from him, and he would take my notes for it. Sometime about a year ago myself, J.P. Eubanks, Mel Arnold, and B.C. Duffy, my father, were arrested for alleged car breaking. Eubanks is the man who swore against the crowd and secured the indictments. At that time, C.W. Burke was the special agent for the Southern Railroad and had charge of the prosecution. It was through Burke that Eubanks's case and the cases against the other men mentioned was null prost. Eubanks, in this prosecution, was Burke's head witness in all these cases. A fellow by the name of Fritz Lynn and Jim Wren took me Thursday night, April 30th, to my mother-in-law's house.